1039 The Fox, 822-36. My name is Sherman, talking with Craig Bailey here in a second from Floydian Slip. He's going to dial us up via Skype from his home studios in Vermont. But he hosts a show every Saturday night here on 1039 The Fox. It's called Floydian Slip. So it's 1 hour of Pink Floyd. And you can listen to that pretty much, every Saturday night. It's not going to change anytime soon. Oh, there he is. Mr. Bailey.
Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning. Glad you had time to talk to us with the miracle of technology this morning,
and
Craig
we
Bailey.
We always squeeze you in.
You know, to start off, I know that you're a big fan of Dark Side of the Moon. I know that.
I am.
I know that you love Time. We've talked about this before.
Yes.
Do you think any band will ever be able to beat Pink Floyd's record of weeks on the Billboard album chart with that album?
I never say never. I mean, if time is infinite, Sherman, eventually it's going to happen.
If the world is going to end in 3 years, will anybody be beating
that? If that was the case, probably not.
I got some insight on it. Some guy at a bus stop told me the other day. I believe him.
It is a complete anomaly. I mean, it's a great album. But, there are lots of great albums.
Not for 736 weeks like that album. Yeah. I don't see any other album ever. But I didn't know if you had the insight because you know everything about Floyd. So I have to ask you.
If I had the insight on how to make an album as great as Dark Side of the Moon, I wouldn't be sitting here talking with you. I'd be making an album as great as Dark Side of the Moon. You know, the band members get asked that all the time. What is it about Dark Side of the Moon? What makes it so, they don't know. They don't have an answer. If they have, no one has an answer.
The funny thing is I've seen some documentaries, especially on that actual album, on The Dark Side of the Moon. Mm-hmm. And they even said, David Gilmour said, that is the time when we were the happiest, that we all got along as a band. Everybody agreed on everything. Because after that, after like Money came out, that's when they started getting more and more success. And then they started arguing a little bit more and more.
That's true. I've read as well that they agree that was the last time that the group really acted well together, worked together well as a band. And that's pretty funny because that was some time ago and they continued, for a number of albums after that. Wish You Were Here especially was a difficult. I mean, how do you follow up Dark Side of the Moon? So they struggled with that.
And now that your show is starting to make more and more money and you're becoming more and more famous, now you and I are not going to get along very soon. this is going to end.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Well, what do you got coming up? What do you got coming up this Saturday night at 11 o'clock in Floydian Slip, Craig?
Got some stuff from Animals, one of my favorite Floyd albums. Also something from Wish You Were Here. And some solo stuff from David Gilmour. Always got to work in some solo stuff, something from his About Face album.
All right. Well, that's this Saturday night, 11 o'clock, Floydian Slip, right here on 103.9 The Fox. I'm going to give it up to you, Craig. What do you want to hear? Well, let's play something off of Dark Side of the Moon. What do you want to hear?
Dark Side of the Moon? How about The Whole Second Side?
The Whole Second Side. I'm off the air at 10,
Oh, well, if we don't have time for that, I don't know. Can you squeak Us and Them off from the second side? It's difficult because it kind of runs right into the next song.
Let's do it. We'll do it right now. Craig, good to talk to you.
Same here.
And we'll listen to you this upcoming Saturday night.
All right.
Thanks, bud.